Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Church of Wisdom. I'm your host, Daki Day. And you just done the tune into Daki Day podcast on if na Spotify, now you the listener. If na waiting, Anchor FM, waiting, anywhere, all places where you the tune into, you're welcome to this new year 2023. Okay, make a pause there, right there. Why I say make a pause there, we say, I'm doing this recording, this podcast you're about to listen to is being recorded in 2022. Okay, but make a twist, you know how they do my thing now. This podcast was recorded in 2022, December. But I go release them in 2023, so you could hear me speak in past tense. You know how I do. You know how they do my things, and you know, say me, I know they do some, and I know they do sugar coating, like the sweet talk. You know. So how you been spending your new your end of the year? How you been celebrate the beginning of the new year, and what did you do last year? How you been? What were you able to achieve last year, 2022? You know, I don't ask these questions. How many lives did you touch, or how many lives were you able to touch positively in 2022? How much contribution positively did you make for the betterment of the planet and its inhabitants? Nah, don't they speak English? I mean, nothing happen. If they want make we speak English, we go speak English. Not today. If not English, we go speak them now. I mean, we don't learn them now. So, what have you been achieved last year, 2022, where don't pass? And what be your plans for this new year, 2023, where we don't enter? So, I know, Nigerian people get so many expectations, you know. Nigerian people in general get so many expectations this year, where don't enter? So, face, we want to see how we feed our country could better. We want to see who could become our president, you know. Our president. We want to see who could be our president. Our elections, they come up next month, February. So we want to see, with the hope, with the pray, say Nigerians no go, say we no go fool ourselves, you know. We no go fool ourselves the way we don't they fool ourselves stay. They repeat the same mistakes where we don't they repeat, where we don't they do over since 1960 or since 1959. When we were deceived, and told that we have independence, you know. Nah, well, I won't talk with that. You know, it's a new year we did, so I don't want to begin the new year with Yavin. But if it comes to that, if it should come to me yabbing and saying the truth, I go speak the truth. You know, say your Bible talk says speak the truth and shame the devil. I mean, no, now for your Bible, that thing there, where it says speak the truth and shame the devil. I mean, so if it means say I need to begin this new year, this new day, first part, this new year, 2022, with yabbing and criticism, criticizing and yabbing, and me, I go call things out now. You know, say, I be the main purpose of Church of Wisdom. And remember, say, for Church of Wisdom, say, we know they preach tight and get rich quick. We don't ask you for tight and all those things. But what till you feel do be say, if you want support the movement, before AK come after me, I beg. If you want support, wait till we they do. Church of Wisdom, no be movement, I beg. That came out wrong. Church of Wisdom, no be movement, abeko. If you want support, waiting we they do. If you feel, say, the info and the preaching, where we they preach, where you they listen to on Church of Wisdom, they meaningful, and say, Naija people need to listen to this kind of info and advice. Because waiting and feel, say, I they do, be say, I they try give Naija people, Nigerians, advice on how to move forward and on how to better their lives, on how to, like, you know, wake up and see and face reality and see, say, all the things where we've been they do up till this moment, say we've been they do I'm wrong, say we supposed to change the way where we they do things, we supposed change the way where we've been they do things. Because if they say, if you keep doing the same thing over and over again and that same thing there is no result, try doing that same thing another way, you know. Try do a different thing, or try do that same thing but in a different way. See if another result could come, you know. So now the advice where me they here, that key day they here to they give Nigerians, because I don't talk say me. I'm not here to speak on any other people. I'm not here to speak for any other people. I'm here to speak on behalf of Nigerians, because Nigerians are the people. I'm from Nigeria and I know how we are suffering. I know how my people, they suffer for Niger. So I'm here to change the mindset of Niger people. That thing, those things where you don't they do up till now and you see, say, you they get the same negative result. You don't they vote the same people put for government because those people are your relative. Because those people from your village. Because those people from your neighborhood. Because those people marry your sister. Because those people now your in-law. Because those people now your uncle. Because those people now your brothers and your sisters. But those people, they come out, they come up, they give you the same result. Nothing they work. You still they pay hefty fees for your pickings to they attend school. You know, and also could they go strike almost a year. Nothing they work, nothing they happen. You're still generating electricity for yourself. You're still digging boreholes behind your house, in your compound, to bring out drinkable water for you and your family. Something the government should provide for you, because that's the reason why there is government in the first place. A government is there as a group of body, as a group of people, to run things, to supervise things, to see that things work. Things are put, that things are functioning, are working the way things are supposed to work. That's the duty of the government. If government no fit provide, no fit do that job, that simple task, making sure that things work for the ordinary people, for the citizen, then what's the need and the use of government? You know, if you vote person put for government, you call this person and you say in get, say he is the leader of your people. That person's job now to provide for the people, now to make sure there is security, that your life is secured, your property, your life and properties are secured. Now it be that person's job. That person's job now to look after your well-being, now to make sure that you're good, now to make sure that you they eat. Now to make sure, say you they go school, say your kids they go school, say your properties, your house and farm, everything is protected. That is that person's job. That person now to get your interest for in heart. That person now to speak for you. If he come out for your community, for your area, go another place, go meet. In duty now to speak for you, now to speak for your right, you know, now to speak for waiting could benefit you. But if those people, that person where you they call head of state, those people where you they call senators and the people in government, if them no fit provide you with all these things, security and you know, food and education and all, if them no fit do that, then what's their purpose? Then waiting be their use. That's the way I talk in pidgin. If those people no fit provide you this, all these things where I don't mention, then why them they there and you they pay them salaries every month? Waiting be their job. Because if you won't look for work, If you they apply for job, say you they find job, and somebody employed you and put for a place of business, and instead of that person to they see productivity, instead of that person to they see progress from your side, as in don't employ you, instead that person no they see any progress, nothing they move. It can't be like say that person say you being there a waste of time. The boss, the owner of the business, go sack you because you are of no use to him and his business. Abi. So my thing here be say, I'm here today. Are they here? Dakite Church of Wisdom. We they preach. We they here. Our religion. Make a call and religion here be say. We they preach to Nigerians. To Nigerian people say those things where you done they do always all these years, they do the same thing all these years and you they get the same result where they say you still they generate electric. The time we are there Lagos, generator noises nearly blind me, nearly deafens me. Everywhere where I turn body generator, everywhere where I turn body generator noises, I was almost deafened by the noise. You still they dig every single house for Niger, get borehole for backyard. You know, everybody, people, public schools now no be nothing again. Public school where me have been go to no be anything again, nothing they work again. So all the everybody now won't build private schools. Private schools where ordinary Niger people no fit afford. So you don't they do this same thing every year. You know they work. Do that same thing but in a different way. See whether you fit get another a different result. That be my take. You know. Do that same thing but in a different way, a different pattern. See whether you go get a different result. You know. So I've been just one welcome now into the new year. Say this new year we don't enter, so waiting be your plans, you know. Nah, the year things don't they move, things they move, things they change, people they change. Your negative lifestyle, your negative mindset, your hatred inside you. Why you no fit like try to like get rid of them, try to like leave in peace and harmony with your neighbor. I simply just, you know, why would you know, just can you tell yourself say this year we don't enter, so say I know could they look at a black person as a different person. Tell yourself say this year we don't enter, so I know could look at a white person as a different person, as person we're from a different race. Tell yourself, say this year, wait on the enter, so I no go look at a woman as a weaker species. Tell yourself, say this year, wait on the enter, so I no go look at a black man as a threat to you and your well-being. Tell yourself, say this new year, wait on the enter, so say you no go look at a white man as a threat to you and your well-being. Tell yourself, say this new year, wait on the enter, so if you get money surplus and you see person where no fit chop, you see person where no be where no chop for like the, you know, you just go to help the needed. No. Say you just go to help the needy. Make a talk and like that. You know, say I've been starting with speaking English. Maybe like say now I don't they divert from speaking English to speaking to speaking anyhow. Nothing they happen, no. Now Church of Wisdom now is still there. No leave, no transfer, no shakings. Nothing they happen. That kid is still there here. No, they go nowhere. I don't tell you, I say me, I'll be like Okada. I know they go nowhere. You ban me for one city, I'll show up for the next, for the other city. Nothing that happened. If you ban me for one city, what do you do for me? Where go sustain me now? Nothing. So if you don't do nothing, where go sustain me? I don't show up for another city now. That life. As long as truth, we need to spread the truth, you know. We need to bring truth to the people. We need to encourage people to, like, examine their lives and hold themselves responsible for the bullshit where they do every motherfucking day. You know, it's time you start holding, telling, you know, people, you need to start telling someone, say, hey, stop with the bullshit. You know, stop with the bullshit. You need to start telling your wife, hey, sweetheart, stop with the bullshit. You know, don't be afraid. Don't be scared that she's... Not a fear, say she go leave you or say she no go fuck you again. It's time to stand up to the truth, you know. If you see something where no right, if you see something where no tight, you get it, time don't reach to speak up. You know, tell them, sweetheart, stop with the bullshit. Stop fucking around, you know. Tell your husband, honey, stop fucking around, you know. That lifestyle, that mindset where you get, no say it, honey. Me, I don't like them. You need to, like, hold yourself, hold each other responsible for the bullshit. What will they do? Because we need to move this planet forward, man. We need to move this planet forward because whether you like them or not, 500 years from today, things could be very different. Whether you like them or not, 500 years from today, things on this planet could be very, very different. So how you want, how will you be remembered? How will your people be remembered? If you wait on the name each other races now, you call the black people the black race, you call the light-skinned people white race, you call these other people red race, you call these people green race. 500 years from now, how will you be remembered? Because I'm telling you, all these things could move, all these things, it'd be like a movie. It will just play, and then come to an end. It could play, and it will come to an end. So how will you be remembered? How will your people be remembered? How will your people, because as you don't divide yourself now, call yourself a different race, how will that your quote-unquote race be remembered? Because if not 500 years, in 1,000 years, things could be very different on this planet. You know. Things could be very different on this planet. So I'm asking you now, start holding each other responsible for the bullshit. Well, now they do where you do. If you see person do bullshit, even if that person be your mama, your papa, if you see that person, they do bullshit, tell that person to stop with the bullshit. Try. You know, in this new year, try make a difference. Try make we, like, change this planet for the better. You know. Stop seeing another person as a threat. Stop seeing another person as a non-being. Because people, we be mankind. Whether you like them or not, we sit on this small piece of rock. They divide ourselves, call each other races, this race, that race, that race. If somebody comes from another planet, out of this planet, he could see us as mankind. If an alien species, we no resemble us, we no look like us. Okay, say an ant, an alien species, an alien-like species, them come this planet and them look like ants. Waiting them go refer to us. How them go take refer to us? Them go see us as mankind because we both get two legs, two hands, one head, and nothing. So it's time we start holding each other responsible for the nonsense and the bullshit where we the cause for this planet. Maybe we make this planet a better place for everybody, for us to live in peace and harmony. Ah, you know, they're too difficult now. It can't be too difficult. It is not that difficult. Not today. So this new year, where don't enter, so make you start them with them, you know. I know say you don't do your new year resolution. And I know say... some people, as them don't do that New Year resolution on the 31st, them don't they go back to their usual way of life now, and 3 weeks, 2 weeks never pass, you know. Them don't they go back to drinking and doing all those useless things where then they do, because you know they don't, you know, say, look, I know that life, it, you know, life, they get funny ways of, you know, of treating people. Maybe waiting you've been planned, how you've been planned, say your new year could be, you know, they go the way where you been planned. But you know, say the year just they start, eh? Just give them time small. Just give them small time, you know. But my advice to you be say, try, if you don't tell yourself, say you could be a different person this new year, try stick to them small, see how far. Try stick to them a little longer, see how far. You know, if you don't work, then, well, you try. You know. Look into the things where you defeat yourself. It's very, very important. I could come, you know, my next, the next episode where I could post could be on that. Again, I could touch on food again. You know, look into the things where you defeat yourself, the things where you defeat your children. I'm telling you, because some of the problems where they follow you, my brother, feed be, you know, I don't talk, say, you get episode where I don't talk, say, the things where you chop, they affect the natural aura where they surround you, you know, the aura where they, like, they, so, you know, the things where you they eat, the things where you they eat, they affect your energy. Because if you they eat things where they make you be aggressive, you know, the things where they cause acid in your body, and this your and your stomach, they send this acid, this poisonous gas up to your brain. Your brain go to interpret, you know, this, you know, to just sum up the whole thing. Some things where you they chop, they make you go crazy. Some things where you they chop, they make you go crazy. Some things where you they feed yourself, they make you go colo. So this 2023, where we don't enter, so as you don't they start them now, as you don't live through 2022, we're all in wahala, because 2022 been getting on wahala, as we. 2022 been getting on wahala, not be only 2020. 2020 was that year. I'm telling you, 2020. Yeah, so 2022 been getting on wahala. So as you don't live through 2022, my people, you know, try as much as possible to look into how you live your life. Try look into how your life they be. How, you know, what were you able to achieve in 2022? How many lives were you able to touch positively in 2022? And what are your plans for 2023? I'm be my own, be that too. And like I talked before, if you want support Church of Wisdom, if you want support Dakide Podcast, if you want support, I beg, our PayPal be Dakide at your old info at Dak. I make it not be say they give you wrong PayPal address. But if you want support, I go put links go there. Link there, just click on the PayPal link and support anyhow, anything where you want support, you know, maybe we, you know, maybe we just they keep the mood, you know, maybe they keep the church active, you know, maybe we just them, you know, you know, things like that. So thanks for listening, thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you guys in the next episode of Dakide Podcast, Church of Wisdom. Till then, I'm out.